Silver City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Hey, guess what? It's what? The Camaro Z28.com podcast.
All right.
Episode number 57.
Cool.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
What the hell's going on, Jason?
Oh, I don't know. This and that and the other thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Getting ready for the event?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit. But once again, you got some hot GM news.
Oh, geez.
Get
hot
on with
GM
it.
News.
There we go.
Let me grab my free press here again. I was reading this morning. Big headlines. Why GM walked. The alliance talks break down.
Good, I think.
Yeah. Well, I think it's good. Basically, not enough cash, GM stock premiums, and tough terms. Those were the headlines.
Obviously, the other team wanted too much.
Well, I don't think GM was going to get anything out. Well, I wouldn't say anything, but not enough.
I don't think they were bringing enough to the table.
I think GM was giving more than they're going to get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously. You know.
And Renault Nissan wouldn't pay any extras, you know, in cash, stock, anything like that.
Nothing.
So,
huh?
Yeah, so they called it off. They called it off, and that's it.
Well, good. One
I'm
less thing we got to worry about. Yeah, absolutely.
Now we can wait for Mr. Bean. I mean, Carlos Ghosn.
Mr. Bean.
Run over to Ford and see what Ford wants to do.
Well.
But they said that could take a little bit, then let this cool down for a bit, and then see what Ford wants to do.
Kind of like to see how that turns out.
Yeah, well, you never know.
I think overall I'm kind of hoping it doesn't turn out, you know, and things stay the same that they are.
I think GM's on track right now. I mean, the reorganization plan, everything seems to be going ahead pretty well. So they don't need this. They don't need this at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, I think so too.
Nope. No. Just got to wait and see what Kevorkian wants to do next.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe he could just, you know, kind of kick it off. And
yeah, well, he know. Wants to buy more stock, so.
For what?
Because the guy doesn't got enough money? I don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't have enough. He needs more.
Yeah.
I'm jealous, you can tell. Well, you know, hey, it's you know, interesting, but glad it panned out the way that it did.
Yeah. So, you know, been going through some emails we got this week. And
oh, yeah?
We've been getting some survey results back from our podcast survey.
Okay.
We got a couple more, and they're pretty funny.
Yeah?
We don't know who sends them. Everything's anonymous.
How did they send the survey?
They go to the link that I provide in the show notes.
Uh-huh.
They just click it and then just fill out the survey. And then every month we get a results page from the survey. So does it tells the ones I look at the most is what they like and what they don't like.
Okay, what do they like?
Us.
Oh, I'm touched.
They like the show. They like the news. Bumper nuts.
that was mentioned a couple of times, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. If nobody knows what we're talking about, you have to go back
to
last late November, I think.
Yeah, it was.
Was when we started talking about that.
Bumper nuts.
What was the dislikes?
Well, the dislikes were pretty much the same. They're not. I wouldn't really call them dislikes, but they don't think our show's long enough, and they don't think we put out enough episodes.
Oh, come on.
Well, I know. I mean, we can only, you know. Gather enough news to do one show anyways.
We can only, yeah, every week we sit down and just before we do this, we go, okay, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah, we come up with a list here and, you know, we're sort of prepared.
Semi-prepared.
Yeah.
But sometimes there's just nothing to talk about, really.
Right.
This week is actually a little bit slow, as you can probably tell by now.
And I actually did some looking around, and there were studies done on podcasts. And basically they've interviewed people, lots of people. I think this was an AOL survey. Of how long they go while they're working on their computer without being interrupted. And that was between 8 and 12 minutes. So that's what we're making our show.
Yeah, about the 10, 12, sometimes 15, 18 minute mark. But
we want to take up the least amount of time, you know, possible from your life. So you don't have to make time to listen to our show. And then more people will listen, hopefully.
Well, there you go. Well, cool. So we want people to keep submitting the survey.
Yes.
Give us their opinions on it so we can read them every month and see what people are thinking.
Yeah, and every episode, I include the link at the bottom of the show notes, which is also posted in the podcast form, and then our RSS feed. It's the very last thing in the show notes. So if you haven't filled it out yet, please just click it. It only takes a few minutes to fill it out. We're not going to ask for your name, email address, any personal information. So it's completely anonymous.
Yep.
And it just helps us out here.
Yep. It helps us improve future podcasts and all that jazz.
And if you're listening through the iTunes Music Store, do me a favor. Go ahead and click on write a review. Give us a good review.
Yeah. 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 A good one. Not a bad one. If you're going to give us a bad one, then, well, stop listening and then don't bother.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I got a rant.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while since I did this, but this happened to me.
Doesn't have to do with bumper notes, does it?
Not directly.
Okay.
No. This happened to me on the way here. It happens to me about once a week. Makes me want to get out of my car and punch somebody in the head.
Road rage.
Nah, it just makes me want to. I don't actually do it.
Oh, okay.
I think about it. I dream about it. I write stories and poetry about it, but I don't actually do it. I'm sitting there at a stoplight, right? Okay. There's like a line of 10 cars, and I'm like the 7th or 8th car sitting there at a red light. And the light turns green.
Okay.
And the first two or three guys go.
Okay.
And then the fourth guy.
Sure.
Doesn't. Because why? I'll tell you why. It's because he's letting somebody out of the gas station or smut shop or whatever into traffic, making everybody else wait.
Yeah.
And then
that drives me crazy.
You know, they're making 10 cars behind him wait for one car to go.
And you're about, what, 7 or 8 cars back?
Right. So there I am sitting there waiting. And then finally the guy gets out of the way. And the person that led him into traffic speeds ahead, catches the yellow light, and then I got to sit through another cycle.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how many lights did you have to sit through just because of that?
Makes me want to,
That's almost as bad as being on the freeway, and the left two lanes are closing in 1 mile or 2 miles, and they have a sign every quarter mile.
Yep.
And wouldn't you know, nobody watches, and they always try and get over at the last minute.
I hate them.
That pisses me off.
I hate them. I hate when they do that.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many other places I could go with this. I mean, I could go all night long and talk about all the things that just tick me off on the road. But let's hear what you guys have to say about it. What is it that people do on the highway or the roads or wherever you're driving?
It makes you rage.
That makes you want to rage anyway. Yeah. We can't promote road rage because that'd be wrong.
Of course not.
You know, I heard that giving the finger is now considered road rage.
Really?
Yeah, it's like inciting road rage or something like
that. Oh,
boy. I mean, this is America. America
survival of the fittest.
Based off giving people the finger. You know, so yeah, tell us what you think. Give us a buzz. Here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
All right. So what else we got going on this week? Oh, that's right.
I got a big weekend.
Oh, it's the M11 event.
Yeah, the Michigan GM event.
Yeah.
11th year in a row.
Stuffing bags last night.
Yeah, that was fun. Stuffing the goodie bags.
Yeah, the grab bags.
Yeah, that's right. Only did, what, 150 of them?
Yeah, it wasn't too long. It was about 2 hours.
2 hours. I don't ever want to see them again. But yeah, the big weekend's coming up. I planned for this all year long. And
I'm looking forward to it.
I can't believe it's upon us already. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, every year I do an event here in Michigan. It's called the Michigan GM event, but it's open to any GM car from anywhere. We got people coming in from, you know, St. Louis and Iowa and whatnot. It's a great one-day drag racing event, and a lot of good times, good friends, and good racing.
Mm-hmm.
It's this Saturday, October 7th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Stanton, Michigan. All the information you need to know is at migmevent.com. If you can make it, I'd love to see you there. It's a good time.
Yeah, and it looks like we're going to have some pretty good weather this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of times we've had it where it's, you know, 45 degrees. Looks like it's going to be in the high 60s, low 70s.
Yeah, the best weather since like M3 or M4.
M4 was in the mid 70s, I think.
Yeah.
That was a good one. That was a really good one.
Yeah.
But looks like we're going to do it again. I can't wait. It's going to be a great time.
Excellent.
See some fast cars there too.
Excellent. Cool. I'm bringing my Vet. I want to see what that thing's going to run.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Don't wreck it.
No, I won't wreck it.
I don't want to get sued by you. Oh, that's right. You signed the waiver. What do I care?
Yeah.
Go ahead, wreck it.
Okay.
Uh-oh. You know what time it is?
Let me check. Hold on.
No.
6:42.
Not that time.
Welcome to the website. Digital.
It's time for the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Every signal the same as the next.
Website review.
Site of the week.
All right, kids, brush up on your Spanish.
That's right. No habla español.
Not very good anyway.
No.
Not at all. Tell us about it, Chris.
Site of the week is www.camaro-transam.com. You go to that, and what do you know? It's all in Spanish.
Which I think is the only one I've seen.
Yes, this is the Mexican, I believe, F-Body Association.
I think so.
From what we can tell, don't read Spanish, and I didn't bother to translate it, but it looks like it's pretty much uniform to a lot of F-Body sites with a forum, news, videos, pictures, stuff like that, you know, except it's all in Spanish.
It's kind of neat to check out anyway, because it's just that much different.
We got this submission this week, I think. Yeah.
Who sent it in?
I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this guy's name right, but I think it's Paco or Paco.
Maybe Paco.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, are we butchering this.
Form name Pecotas or Pacotas?
Pacatos.
I don't know, but thanks for sending that in. That's awesome.
It was cool to check out. You know, you couldn't really understand it. It's just different looking, so it's just kind of refreshing to see.
Right, since we did a website review from somewhere in, was it the UK?
Yeah.
A few months back?
Yep.
So this is pretty cool.
Yep. It's nice to know that we got a lot of Camaro and Firebird fans around the world.
Right.
Speaking of Camaro stuff, things have been quiet again.
Yeah.
We don't have much to talk
about
this week.
Very quiet.
You never know what's around the corner, though. It seems like it.
Yeah, remember what happened last time we said that?
What?
They announced the Camaro the next week.
Oh,
to be
that's
built.
Right. That's right. No,
we had the crickets playing and everything. And
that's right. Use that in the old outtake.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're just kind of waiting for new news. But in the meantime, there's always something to talk about at the 5th Gen in 2009 Camaro Forum on the site. Just head over there and make a post or make a reply or just read, because there's still a lot of buzz going on, even though there's not
tons
a whole lot
of
news
stuff
going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And I see you put up the link to all three of the videos from the Bowling Green F-Body Bash this year as well.
Oh, yeah. There were three of them, of the winners. Mine graciously took third place, and the other two, not everybody got to see.
Okay.
I kind of heavily promoted mine because I want to make sure everybody got a chance to see it just for my own satisfaction. But now you can catch them all in one spot. Just check out the thread in the 5th Gen and 2009 Camaro Forum.
Okay.
Well, is that going to do it for this week?
I think so. This is opening night of the NHL season, and the Detroit Red Wings are playing in probably about another hour or so. So,
and as usual, they're going to kick butt.
Heck yeah. I can't wait.
Well, let's cut this short and go watch the game.
Heck yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody. And
we'll see you next week.
You got it.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline. 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.